You're listening to The Lyric Concert with Paul Herriot.
Banachtí Luaile Porrig, good evening and a very happy St Patrick's Day from the National Concert Hall in Dublin as the city recovers from a surge of celebrations, and a very warm welcome on this, our National Day, to what's a rather special musical event, one that marks our own St Patrick's celebrations here in the Lyric Concert. And what better way to do that than through the music of the composer Sean Davey. Well, tonight, and with the help of several distinguished guest artists, the RTE National Symphony Orchestra, under the direction of Gavin Maloney, will perform two of his most significant works. In the second half of our concert, what must surely be one of Sean Davey's best-known and best-loved works, The Brendan Voyage, depicting the story of St. Brendan's intrepid journey to the New World in a tiny leather boat. But to begin our programme this evening, we have another work by the composer that deals with an equally intrepid character and one of monumental resolve. Grainne Mhaoil, the story of Grace O'Malley, the 16th century pirate queen. This work, written in 1985, and a work that is, in essence, a song cycle and one that encapsulates all the spirit of this quite remarkable woman whose galleons held sway off the coast of Western Ireland during the years of Elizabethan jurisdiction. Well, here we have a story of valiant defence, daring exploits on the high seas, the death of a lover, compassion for the lost men of the Spanish Armada, and even an extraordinary encounter with Elizabeth the Virgin Queen herself, a very courageous outburst against the abusive persecution at the hands of the notorious governor of Connaught, Sir Richard Bingham. Well, interestingly, with such a colourful, dramatic and emotive character and story to tell, very few contemporary representations of Grace O'Malley have emerged through song. And in capturing her essence, Sean Davey has needed to look no further than his muse here, the singer Rita Connolly, for whom the piece was written. And we're very fortunate to have both Rita Connolly and the master piper, Liam O'Flynn, with us this evening, taking their places now in front of the RTE National Symphony Orchestra, leader Elaine Clark, and directed by Gavin Maloney. Grainne Mhaoil, the story of Grace O'Malley by Sean Davey.
Ripples in the water of the rock pool sun, ripples in the water of the rock pool sun, ripples in the water of the rock pool sun, and the boats are in for winter. Donalongcoggy, will you marry me? Donalongcaggy, will you sail with me? Donalongcoggy, will you sail with me from here to far Coruña? Ripples in the rock pools, ripples in the sea, ripples in the sand dunes rolling into Connemara. Ripples in the rock pools, ripples in the sea, ripples in the sand dunes rolling into Connemara. Will you sail with me? Donalongcoggy, will you sail with me? Donalongcoggy, will you sail with me from here to far Coruña? I can feel the tide falling in the rain. I can feel the tide falling in the rain. I can feel the tide falling in the rain. But the wind is surely rising. Ripples in the rock pools, ripples in the sea, ripples in the sand dunes rolling into Connemara. Ripples in the rock pools, ripples in the sea, ripples in the sand dunes rolling into Connemara.
Bingham was wounded when he fell in the cold water of Lochmast. He must have heard laughter, for to see his countenance he looks right ill,
and it seems like thunder, looks like rain.
In Ishglora, eagles in the darkening sky, Carrick Mona heaving over with a cursing eye, and it seems like thunder, looks like rain.
Sir Richard Bingham,
ships we've drawn upon the tide, lost in the rise and fall of the waves, as near to heaven by sea as by land, oh, they sail to seek their fortune in the new.
And it is that quite extraordinary encounter with the Virgin Queen herself, Queen Elizabeth, such a courageous outburst against the abusive persecution at the hands of the notorious governor of Connacht, Sir Richard Bingham. The New Age, the final part of that work that began in Clare Island, home to Gronewale. Gronewale, the story of Grace O'Malley, the 16th century Pirate Queen. Composed by Sean Davey, that work begun in 1985, completed 2 years later for the singer Rita Connolly. And indeed, it was the voice of Rita Connolly you heard tonight on stage here at the National Concert Hall in Dublin, joined by Liam O'Flynn on the Uilleann Pipes, the inspiration of this work owing so much to the biographer of the life of Grace O'Malley, Anne Chambers. And Rita Connolly and Liam O'Flynn on the Uilleann Pipes, joined this evening on stage here at the National Concert Hall by Sean Davey himself on harmony vocals at the piano, Jimmy Smith on guitar, Diane Marshall on Irish harp, Noel Eccles solo percussion, with Gavin Maloney conducting the RTE National Symphony Orchestra. Paul Herriot with you here at the National Concert Hall in Dublin as we celebrate St. Patrick's Night here on the Lyric Concert. And in the interval, my colleague Ellen Cranitch recently had the opportunity to chat with Sean Davey himself, along with several key figures involved in the work that we're going to hear very shortly, depicting the story of St. Brendan's intrepid journey to the New World in a tiny leather boat, the Brendan Voyage.
Hello, I'm Ellen Cranitch of the traditional music programme Grace Notes on RTE Lyric FM. 4 years ago, 2010, saw the 30th anniversary of the composition of the suite by Sean Davey, The Brendan Voyage, for orchestra and Uilleann Pipes. To mark the occasion, I was privileged to be part of a roundtable discussion about the music and the extraordinary story that inspired it. And sitting around that table, the composer Sean Davey, Liam O'Flynn, world-renowned piper for whom the piece was written, Harry Bradshaw, the RTE radio producer who was behind the original commission, and explorer and writer Tim Severin, who recreated the voyage of St. Brendan. Tonight we hear some highlights from that gathering. I started by asking Sean why he thought the piece has such lingering appeal.
Well, I think the sound of the pipes has a lot to do with it, and it's the particular mix of the pipes with the orchestra. And then I think everybody identifies with Tim's incredible voyage across the Atlantic in a large curragh and is still full of admiration for it. So a very romantic story and an interesting collection of sounds, maybe, and a few tunes.
Yeah, it had all the ingredients. Liam, did you have any idea that this would take off in the way that it did?
Oh, absolutely none. And it's, you know, the idea of working with an orchestra had been in the back of my mind for a long time. I'd no idea how it could ever happen. But when it did, I mean, it was initially a ferociously, terrifyingly daunting, but also really exciting prospect, you know. Somehow, as Sean just mentioned, that very unique voice of the Uilleann Pipes seems to blend so well with the orchestral sound. And
story that inspired this music. You yourself have done lots of extraordinary expeditions over the years, and just personally, what drives you to put yourself into these situations?
I think a sense of curiosity. I've always looked at the stories of legends, and particularly myths that involve journeys, usually sea journeys, and tried to define whether there's an element of truth in what seems to be something that's pretty miraculous and unlikely. And the Navigatio, the Voyage of St. Brendan, is right at the head of the list, a very, very famous text. I was attracted by the notion of seeing.
It's one thing asking Liam, who is an amazing piper, to, I suppose, adapt in a way to playing with the symphony orchestra, but it's a whole other thing asking the 70 or 80 or whatever members of a symphony orchestra to, I suppose, modify their way of thinking about music to accommodate a traditional musician into their midst. How did they take to that?
They were very good about it, is the short answer. The long answer is that Tim just said that he was a self-taught sailor. I was a self-taught composer. I think one of the difficulties that Harry might have encountered was the question of what was this guy's track record writing for an orchestra? I didn't have one. It was the first time I'd ever written for full orchestra, and it was the first time I'd offered a tune to an Ilan Piper. So, rookie composer, a lot of advice from anybody who would give it to me. I think Harry paved the way for me to have a few conversations with the conductor of the orchestra.
Yeah, I think a lot of people have become aware of the legend of St. Brendan because they came through it via the music.
Oh, yes. And Sean just now mentioned the remastering of the film, and it has got his music, which is with it now, which is something I've always wanted. And in the last few days, you know, the emails have been coming in to me from people who are saying, you know, where can I get a copy of the music and the film?
Throughout that day, Brendan staggered forward, bumping and slithering between the ice floes, and we wondered if her leather hull would stand up to the battering. After 14 hours, the danger seemed to be lessening, when, without warning, Brendan struck a submerged piece of ice. We felt her give a peculiar shudder. She was holed.
Thank you very much, Ellen. Paul Herriot with you here at the National Concert Hall in Dublin, indeed with the stage bathed in the tricolours, green, splash of white in the centre, and of course orange on this our National Day, to which you are very welcome. Well, in many ways, as we now know, this next suite that we're about to hear so typifies the work of this composer, a particular hybrid in music that lies somewhere between our own Irish tradition and that more classical orchestral genre. Well, it's also, of course, one of the most representative. The Brendan Voyage, written in 1980, musically depicting, as we now know, Tim Severin's extraordinary reenactment in a medieval-inspired leather-skinned boat of that voyage undertaken to America in the 6th century by another Irish saint today, St. Brendan. Well, 10 distinct sections tell the story that we're going to hear, one that takes us from the west of Ireland via the Faroes, Iceland, and through gales in Greenland and ice floes off Labrador to that final destination and a safe arrival on the coast of Newfoundland. Let me tell you about those parts that we're about to hear. The introduction paints a portrait of Brendan Creek in Kerry, starting point, of course, for this voyage. Then we have the Brendan theme, as the Brendan itself sets sail and for the very first time. In the third movement, we'll hear a jig, water under the keel, speed trials off the Isle of Arran, Scotland. Then the fourth segment, Journey to the Faroes. That paints a picture of the approach to the Faroe Islands and the cry of seabirds in the mist, which finally lifts in a dramatic crescendo. The cliffs of Mykines of the Brendan skirts currents and tidrants below the Faroe cliffs, and a whale even surfaces as the pipes return for the rounding the head. That's followed by a very powerful current as the boat is swept between two of the Faroe Islands. And then we have the journey onto Iceland, a dialogue between the boat and the fish in the clear waters below. The serenity, of course, of a rather calm sea on this occasion. That's followed, needless to say, by the gale, and the Brendan is caught in the rollers off a Greenland storm. Survival, then, amidst peril. Then we have a Labrador fog, pack ice and icebergs, of course. The boat is holed. Solo pipes lament. Liam O'Flynn, of course, doing the honours. And finally, Newfoundland itself as the Brendan reaches the coast of the New World. Applause here in the National Concert Hall for Liam O'Flynn. And Leland Pipes, of course, this work that was written for him, completed in 1980 by Sean Davey and the RTE National Symphony Orchestra under the direction of Gavin Maloney. The Brendan Voyage. And the Brendan herself reaching the end of her heroic journey, the coast of the New World in Newfoundland. Newfoundland, the 10th and the final part of the Brendan Voyage, that work by Sean Davey, written in 1980, especially for the piper Liam O'Flynn, who of course we've heard this evening, and musically depicting Tim Severin's reenactment in a medieval-inspired leather-skinned boat of that voyage undertaken to America back in the 6th century by our other Irish saint of the day, St. Brendan, and proving, of course, that it would well have been possible for St. Brendan to have discovered America before Columbus or even the Norsemen. As I say, that work by Sean Davey bringing a full house here at the National Concert Hall in Dublin to its feet. Liam O'Flynn, Master Piper, joining the RTE National Symphony Orchestra under the direction this evening of Gavin Maloney. And the applause that you can hear for Liam O'Flynn as he returns to the stage that has been bathed in green, white and orange, our national colours today. And what a wonderful way to celebrate St. Patrick's Day, and the end of St. Patrick's Day, with the music of Sean Davey and one of his most popular and beloved works. Manachtí Leila Porig, Paul Herriot with you here at the National Concert Hall in Dublin, wishing you a very good evening and handing over now to the Blue of the Night with Eamon Lennon.